as soon as we got out here. I went right up to him. Yeah, because we've been working so hard to get back to this point, you know what I mean? And to finally get out there and be a part of it, real football stuff. You know, we've been doing all the running and lifting and all that stuff's great, but to get out here, put the helmet on, 11-on-11 drills, you know, we're kind of back to the real stuff. So I went right up to him because I know how hard he's worked and I know how much he's helped me to get back out here. So
right before
stretch.
All right, cool. Yeah. And, you know, what was it like yesterday? You know, just kind of getting back on that field, getting off the ball?
Yeah, it reminded me of when I was, like, back in high school. You know what I mean? I'm just so grateful for another opportunity to be out here. I didn't know if I was going to have another chance. I'm grateful for this organization for giving me another chance. You know, I think they could have easily gone a separate way, but they decided to bring me back. So I'm going to make the most of every second I have out here because I realize how fast it can be gone.
Can anybody understand the struggle unless they've been through it, like DJ?
Yeah, you know, I didn't before, you know, because I always used to kind of look at injuries as a weakness. And I always, I have a different perspective for guys who are going through it now because I've been through it. And I'm definitely going to try to do a better job of encouraging guys. So it's really helped me to grow. But no, I don't think so. I don't think unless you've been through it, you can't really relate to it.
What's your training? What are your training goals here over the next 3 months? Are you happy with your weight? Are you happy with all that?
Yeah, my weight's good. Speed's good. I think right now, you know, is all about the fundamentals. You know what I mean? You want to try to make the most out of OTAs. I think sometimes it's easy to get into bad habits because you don't have pads on. So it's about doing the little things and building good habits going into training camp so you don't have to deconstruct all the bad things you learned. You know, you want to start training camp off at a high level.
I remember last year, I think you trimmed down a little bit to play.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to work on your pass rush.
Yeah.
So what is your goal weight this year?
Yeah, right about 305. About in the same idea, still with my diet and all that stuff, kept that going. And that was a big focus through my rehab because it was a lot easier, to do the rehab being a little bit lighter. So I've kept that weight and I feel good.
Are you easing back into this at this point, or are you hitting the ground running?
I'm hitting the ground running. Yeah, I can't ease into anything anymore. It's just I've been easing for however many months now, so it's time to roll.
All right. And when it comes to stuff, I know you guys are going to get to this a lot later, but last year, number one issue with the defense seems to be stopping the run. Is that the number one point of emphasis you feel like that the defense needs to get better at that aspect?
Yeah, I think we go into the offseason and, kind of get a bunch of goals together, and that is definitely one of them. And the guys are ready to do it. I mean, stopping the run is more of a mentality than anything else. You want to go out there and, it's just about who's tougher. So we're just building that bully right now.
How long does it take you to get a feel for what you have personnel-wise? I know some guys are going to be here, some guys aren't. Process is over with, but I mean, you feel good about this group?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you deal with that, the first time a coach comes in, you bring in a whole new organization, then you deal with kind of that personnel stuff, but we've been together for 3 years now, so the guys know each other, not too much has changed, so we're real comfortable now. It's about, continuing to grow together and mastering that defense.
Cool.